two favorite Mr. Rogers in my life. One of them has passed on, and he was a great one, Mr. Fred Rogers. And then the other one I never have called Mr. Rogers because he's always been a congressman. So he's Congressman Rogers. And he's still alive, I'd like to say, very much alive. Yep. And you're here to
prove
it.
Thanks for clearing that up, Paul.
Well, we haven't heard from you in a while, Mike. I don't know. It's been a while. Everything okay?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you. Our former congressman.
We just finished filming our Classified, Untold Stories of American Spies.
You just dropped out there for a second. CNN's Declassified is, I think, what you were just talking about. I just heard the last part of it. You're
finished
also
filming the third season.
My goodness, the third season already. Yeah, I hear you, but it's not a good connection. But anyway, also the director of IronNet Cybersecurity. And the whole point of this is, besides that we like to speak with our friend Congressman Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he is coming back to town to speak at the Detroit Economic Club on June 13th, which will be an opportunity for people to catch up with you and find out what's on your mind on a lot of big issues. Presiding officer will be Tim Codd, founder, president, CEO of Masako Consulting. That'll be great. And you're going to talk about global security and your point that global security means local problems, security, intelligence, space, cyber, and politics. You're going to hit it all for us.
Well, I hope so. It should be a lot to talk about, obviously. There's a lot going on in the world, and all of that does impact us locally, right here in the great state of Michigan. Even things like North Korea impact us here. Certainly the trade issues impact us here. And cybersecurity, the way nation states are coming after not only our intellectual products, intellectual property, which means jobs, by the way, for the future, they're also coming after finances and trying to do some economic damage, and we're going to have conversations about all of that.
Well, it'll be interesting. It's always fascinating to hear you speak because of your previous experience. You were a member of Congress. You were an officer in the U.S. Army and an FBI special agent. By the way, since that FBI agent's getting all the attention today in the news for doing a backflip and having his gun flip out, and when he grabbed it, he shot somebody in the leg, give me your reaction must be rather incredible.
I mean, completely unacceptable. And so that agent used not only bad judgment by, if he was going to engage in that kind of behavior, having the weapon with him in a bar like that, but also the fact that he was apparently trying to show off by doing a backflip. All of that's bad judgment. I hope that agent is punished accordingly. It's completely unacceptable behavior for the FBI.
I think the word that Sheriff Michael Bouchard used was, this agent is toast.
Yeah, I don't know if he would be dismissed. He'll have to go through, there's a procedure to go through, but, I mean, that's a pretty serious judgment issue. If you discharge your weapon at all, that's a big problem. If you do it in a way that he did it, it could likely lead to his dismissal as an agent of the FBI. You just cannot tolerate that kind of behavior.
Well, I don't think, I know that FBI agents are allowed to, and I'm glad they do, carry their gun always, but you can't drink and carry your gun no matter who you are. You're not supposed to be imbibing in alcoholic beverages, which I don't know if he was or wasn't, but he sure looked like he was.
Yeah, here's the other piece that you are encouraged to carry a weapon 24 hours a day. You're always on duty as an FBI agent, so the saying goes. So, that's why agents will take it out even in social gatherings. They'll take their weapons with them. But obviously, in this case, he wasn't clever enough to understand the responsibility of carrying that firearm into the establishment where he was.
Right, and that's a mistake and a lesson for all agents, and for that matter, a lesson for anyone who has the privilege in our country to carry a gun. Wednesday, the 13th of June, if I weren't on our harbor tour, I'd be right there at the Econ Club of Detroit, and people can get more information online at econclub.org, econclub.org, to see Mike Rogers, and believe me, it would be well worth it. You have lots to talk about. including something that you talked about most recently, Congressman, about the Air Force still failing to address space defense.
Oh, unbelievable. We are well behind our adversaries. So it used to be that the United States was just the undeniable leader in space, and it was uncontested militarily. Now, unfortunately, space is a contested domain, meaning just like we have to worry about our Navy on the seas, we have to worry about all our satellites and other activity up in space. This is, and we're behind the eight ball, as we would say, on trying to address this. China, Russia, now Iran, and others are trying to contest the U.S. domination in space, and they're doing it with military hardware as well. So it's really, really concerning, and it's something that we're going to have to invest in and really fully understand the implications of what's happening. Imagine if all the GPS went out because they took it out, which means our smart ships and smart bombs are no longer smart ships and smart bombs, right? So all of this is really critical to the future and defense technology advantage we have.
It's all coming to Ford Field for the Econ Club of Detroit. Go to econclub.org. You'll see the Honorable Mike Rogers, former congressman, current host, CNN's Declassified, director of IronNet Cybersecurity, and so much more. Think global, act local. It's going to be well worth attending, and I'm so glad you're coming back, Mike. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to see you there, but I know a lot of people will want to.
Hey, Paul, thanks. Now that I know you're not going to be there, I'll have at least two big sections in the speech talking about you. So this is going to be great.
Oh, that's great. That'll be just great. Best to Christy, and we'll see you soon, though, my friend, all right?
I hope so. Thanks. Let's get together soon. Thanks, Mel.